Overtime hustling.
What's good, family? Just want to really thank you very quickly for joining us today. This is an honest conversation about hip hop, and this is episode number 4, and this is the state of battle rap. And very lucky to have two fine gentlemen with me tonight, as well as my co-host for this evening, Jay Gunna. But I'm going to go ahead and bring in Mr. L.A. Battleground himself, and I'm going to let that man introduce himself. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Alcatraz, you already know, co-host, Face of L.A. Battlegrounds, man. Appreciate you guys having us. O.T.H., man, let's get it.
Man, thank you for coming on. You know what I mean? This is this is definitely big for us because of, you know, what you do, for, you know, the hip hop community in Los Angeles, and you're a very important part of that segment. You know, something that I wasn't really too familiar with as an old head. That wasn't something that was really attracting me, but I dived in and I was able to see different things from serious battles to compliment battles. There was all kinds of stuff that was going on. Right. So this is definitely, like I was telling you earlier, this is definitely something I have a newfound respect for and want to start checking for in the future.
No doubt.
So, man, thank you for coming down and blessing us.
Thank you for having us. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And over here to my left, I got the one and only Mr. San Diego himself. Again, I'm going to let him introduce himself.
What's going on, y'all? My name is Joey Dixon. You know, I write for OTH Magazine, Joey Dixon TV Battle Realm. The mic on? We good? Yeah. You know, I'm rapping OTH Magazine, and we in the building tonight for an honest hip-hop conversation.
That's right, an honest conversation about hip-hop, and like I said, my co-host, you know, Mr. King OG himself.
First smoke a lot, iron lung, smoke you to bed and wake you back up and lay you back down again. No, I'm just fucking with you. We in the building. Park Boys in the building. You already know, overtime hustling. Honest conversation about hip-hop, and we just gonna chop it up about some real battle and show how L.A. putting on and been putting on for the battle scene, and we gonna get recognized. That's why we got Alcatraz in there.
That's definitely one of the conversations we're gonna have tonight. Before we do, honestly, just want to go ahead and give a quick moment of silence for Prodigy, who passed, you know, last week. Y'all be hearing this episode in a couple weeks, but big rest in peace to Bandana P, man. To me, one of my early teenage hip-hop influences when it comes to, you know, East Coast hip-hop and hip-hop in general, man. Forget the boundaries. And, you know, one of my top three groups ever. You know what I mean? So, you know, definitely a shame. But big up to his family. And, you know, there'll never be another Bandana P, man. So,
R.I.P.
Yeah, definitely, man. So, with that said, we're going to get into this conversation, man, and I'm very interested to hear what you brothers are going to share with us tonight, and, you know, hopefully school us, myself included, to you know, battle rap itself. So for those not in the know, like I wasn't and still isn't entirely, I'm going to start with you, Traz. What is the state right now of, you know, you can start off with the battle rap in total and then, you know, and then break it down.
I mean, it's a good movement. You know what I mean? It's thriving. There's a bunch of leagues. You know, there's obviously still just like the cream of the crop, you know, which are the bigger companies like a URL or a KOTD. You know what I mean? Really, those are the biggest ones right there. Like, it doesn't get any bigger than those two platforms at this particular moment. You have people like us, LA Battlegrounds, doing things out west, where there wasn't really a big market. You know what I mean? There was a huge market. Let me take that back. There was just something else that we touched on that we were able to fill a void. You know what I mean? And then you have RBE, which is like another one too, that's out east, and, you know, they're breeding a lot of talent. You know, I believe they're in New York, too, if okay. I'm not mistaken. So, you know, I mean, shit, I think it's going well. You know what I mean? People are... Can I say that? I'm sorry, can I curse?
Yeah, you can definitely curse. Right. Yeah.
I think it's growing, man. You know what I'm saying? I think it's growing. It's still getting bigger. And I think that there's different approaches that can be taken now to take it to the next level. You know what I mean? And yeah, I think it has been. That's why you have, like, how we were just talking about Wild 'N Out. You have these battle rappers that... you know, are getting mainstream attention, so then now they're ending up on TV shows, or they're getting interviewed on ESPN, or right. Shaquille O'Neal is quoting bars from Charlie Clips.
Right,
like,
right.
You feel me? Like, yeah. That's crazy, but that's what hip-hop has always been, bro. It's always been that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What about you, Joey? What do you think? What's the current state of battle rap, in your opinion?
I think it's getting a lot of recognition. It's a lot of young cats that are, like, stepping up to the plate and, like, having really good performances. It's just growing, you know what I mean? That's all you can say about it. It's a positive thing. You got your Geechee Gotti's coming out of L.A. Battleground, one of my personal favorites. You got Jay Miles coming out of San Diego. He'll be on one of the L.A. Battlegrounds events coming
Geechee,
up.
What?
Geechee Gotti. Can I interrupt you with that? Just because I keep hearing so many people say Geechee coming out of L.A. BG. And it's crazy because he's only had one battle on L.A. Battlegrounds.
Right, right.
But I guess a lot of people were talking about that. Right. It was him and Link. But he actually comes from the Riot.
Okay.
That's his home league. So shout out to Kevin Prax and the Riot from Orange County. That's another movement too.
Shout out to them.
Right, and right. He produced, you know, guys like Geechee, Ron Compton, L.I. the Mayor. L.I. the Mayor. Even though I know Grizz came out of, I think, I Evolve in the IE,
okay.
I got familiar with him through the Riot.
Okay.
So they, you know, Geechee came out of there, but, you know, respect, we've been working with Geechee, you know what I mean? Like, we got this, him coming up in September,
right.
You know, against the Kid Clutch.
Okay.
You know, again, you know, this is not as big of a card, you know, we had Strick versus Young Can on last one.
Right.
Crazy and, fire.
Right?
Crazy that was a
great, great battle, man. So, you know, now Geechee going, he has, I mean, I can't really say too much, but he's got something big coming with the I believe it's the August 5th with the URL.
Okay.
Yeah, they're flying somebody big from out east to come see him.
The Loaded Lux Arsenal cart.
Huh?
I think that might be the Loaded Lux Arsenal.
They're going to do it in L.A.?
No, the Loaded Lux Arsenal cart.
No, Geechee's battling who I'm talking about August 5th on the LA one that's coming up. Like their little, like, I don't know if they call it a PG. I don't think it's a PG.
Okay.
But they do the PGs.
Okay.
But that's the one they're doing out here is the one with KG the Poet and Old Boy Nestor.
Okay.
So, you know, but, you know, we're always trying to build on the West, man, and continue to. You know, because like guys like Clutch have been doing their thing for a while. I don't think he's necessarily had a breakout performance yet.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can have one with this one, because, you know what I mean? Like, Geechee's got a real buzz behind his name right now.
Right.
Going into these next couple battles.
So let me touch on something real quick, because you've named a lot of different, I guess, leagues.
Yeah.
And so is there ever, like, interleague battles? Will we see a, you know, L.A. Battlegrounds against, you know, the crew from O.C. that you're talking about? Do you guys cross? You know, like, do you have? So I guess a better question is, do you have MCs, and that's what I call battle rappers? Do you have MCs, battle rappers that are like exclusively LA Battleground, and that's it? And you know, do other leagues have that?
No, no. And I also think that's a big issue with why the West isn't getting the respect that they're getting. And I'm going to tell you why is I feel like there are guys that a lot of guys just represent themselves. And that's cool. You know what I mean? But, OK, I'll give you a perfect example. This dude, Loso, battled Jims. Jims is from RBE. Loso is from
Bullpen
Battle League. So they go to KOTD to battle, you know, big platform. And when they do their intros, guess what they do? They shout out their home leagues.
Yeah.
Very few West Coast artists that do that.
Wow. Okay.
Very few. I don't know why that is.
Right. I never seen Daylight or none of them cats go to the East and say, we'll West Coast, da 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 da. Like, that was always something you figured out later on your own time.
Right. Like, I mean, and with all due respect to, like, a Daylight, though, but even with, like, a Daylight, like, I don't necessarily. guys like Daylight and Danny, they don't, even though like Danny still say A-Hat, but like them dudes really built their names off of just battling a bunch of people. So you can't really say they had a home league, so they just kind of rep California.
Right, you
get what I'm saying? But he's right about that. Like they don't really have a home league, so to speak, because Daylight, they weren't really letting him get no shots when Grind Time was popping. He was trying to get, and he was friends with everybody, but they wasn't giving him battles because of his style. Hence where LA Battlegrounds started to come in years later, because you see those guys not getting shots.
The battle rappers from LA always been a different type of battle rapper and so aggressive, so that's why
we get looked at
that way, because we got some type of, really, to tell you the truth, when I was coming up in the battle scene, it was like we were MCs, but like it was almost like to the point of gang banging with the rapping. You walking down the street and see a guy that kind of, hey, you rap? Oh, you do? Let's battle. Like, it was like on that, like on site. Like, anybody I can add to this pile of heads I got back here, I'm gonna try to get them no matter where I'm at, whether I'm in LA, whether I'm in San Diego. It was like, just, that's just the animal that it was, like that.
Yeah, and the problem with that was, if you was battling somebody that was a real gangbanger, and you started beating him, and you started clowning him in the battle, chances are you was about to get in a fight or get jumped or something.
Yeah, you put your time rapping. I done been in battles, we rapping, and they get to the point where somebody got to hold them back. Yeah. Like,
right.
Why would you do that? I'm just going to start rapping about that now. And no, so, don't hold him. That, like, that's what a real MC going to do. But put it right there into the line.
Point.
It just gave me something else to rap about.
But what he's talking about is also the reason why it's taken so long to build the West Coast scene. Because
it's like that.
It's still like that. Like, you have the Dre Vicious and you know, the B-Dots and all these different dudes from different hoods, bro. But we've had events, bro, where they had some extra homies that came, usually guys that they don't invite,
right?
And then these dudes is like, you gonna just let them disrespect the hood like that? And it's kind of like one of those things, because they're like,
they don't understand that.
And that's the roughest part with West Coast, you know, street battle rap.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%, because that, to me, that's one of the biggest problems with the West Coast musically. You know, when it comes to hip hop, that's one of the biggest issues with the West Coast, is the divide in the street politics between, you know, Bloods and Crips.
I think the biggest problem is with West Coast artists, just rappers in general, I think is the stereotype that we all like Dr. Dre and Eazy-E and Cube. Yeah. That's what hold us back. When they barely seeing, they giving Kendrick all kind of love right now because he's dope.
Yeah.
But it's been a generation.
Where do you think
the generation that influenced Kendrick to be the MC that he is came from?
Yeah,
right out of here, Compton, LA. Oh, come Raz, on,
Kaz.
It's been here, but they just been overlooking it because it's, you know, the gangster rap is more marketable. You can make movies, you know what I mean, and look better on camera.
And Key, would you agree that? And they be low key, bro. People be hating, like the West Coast ain't lyrical.
Right? No.
It's not.
I agree with that. That's the reason why they think the West ain't lyrical,
because they've been putting the gangster rapper over the lyricist for 20 years, and we didn't had that just sitting on the side.
No, but what I'm saying is, even the dudes that are lyrical that you knew, like, people knew Raz Kaz was some shit.
Raz is a monster, right.
But they wasn't trying to give him no shot. Ahmad was a monster.
Dope. Yeah.
Ahmad
was dope. Crooked Eye should have been bigger than
right.
You know what I mean?
But it's because...
Is that really... So, like, you can talk about someone like Crooked, right? So, Crooked is dope. I've never heard Crooked spit a whack bar, you know, whack verse.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he came in, though, you don't think that, you know, had any impact?
I think
he
damaged
the Eddie Griffin diss album. He was dissing Snoop or whatever. That was a bad look for him to come in. And I kind of think that's followed him,
that hurt him
ever since. You know what I mean?
That hurt him because he went to the death row with one bum knee, kind of, you know what I mean?
But do you think the fans now know about that and care?
No, but the kids right now don't give a shit about that. They like, show me what you got right now. What your bank account like right now? What you pushing right now? What you doing right now? That's just the mind state of the youngsters. So like, it's like they ain't thinking about that old shit right here.
I'm gonna tell you guys something though, man. I know this is off subject, but these young boys be listening, bro, and they get affected by the comments they hear, because if you hear Kodak Black's new single,
fire.
And you hear Lil Uzi's new single, the one where he talking about the girl that, you know what I mean? I guess she like, I don't care if you cry or whatever, you know what I'm talking about?
Fire. I kind of like that.
And I'm listening to it, I'm like, okay, so he talking about this. From what I took from it, it's a girl that's kind of going through some shit, right? And he's trying to tell her, like, I live this crazy lifestyle. She's like, I don't really care. Like, right, you know what I mean? Like, this is what I've been through.
My issues are bigger, right?
Right. And I'm going, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, okay, so you understanding content now instead of just putting out some BS.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's still in their catchy way that they do it. And these, like, I think Uzi, when I listen to his patterns of rap, he can actually rap over a beat. Kodak sounds like he just kind of talks.
Yeah.
There's really not no real pattern.
They released, they released some early video of Uzi, and he was before he had the little mini braids or whatever, and he was spitting. He was spitting. He had this high energy, so you could see that, like, yo, this kid is gonna be someone based off his energy and the fact that he had a little talent. I don't know what happened. I don't know where he, you know, where he arrived to be where he's at now.
The industry came through and gave him, they took his creative control.
Yeah, do your thing. But I knew, and we got off topic, we'll get back to battle rap, I promise, but I knew that the young heads were in trouble when Yachty's album flopped and he had to come out and apologize, for his own audience.
Here's my thing about him flopping.
He say some shit.
Like when he made 13 million,
it's the type of music that he making.
No. I'm not saying
he making dollars amounts. He making like
that's not a flop.
It's like some teenage reality rap. What Kodak Black
does. What I'm saying is this: if you are Lil Yachty with endorsements, what he's got, like, is he the Polo? He's one of the Polo guys. He's got Target. He has a brand, you know what I mean? And so he is supposed to do a certain amount of numbers just based off...
No, it's Nautica.
Nautica, yeah. You're supposed to do a certain amount of numbers based off the fans that you have and the label situation that you have.
And also probably the money that they invested in him.
Right.
That's probably why the 13 mil might have been a flop. We don't know how much they put into him.
Yeah, exactly. And so I can understand if you're still SoundCloud rapping Yachty or whatever, but now you're Epic / Quality Control major artist with a brand Yachty, and you can't come out and do 30 million or 30,000 download streams or whatever. I mean, you know, that's disappointing in my opinion.
You know what Yachty just showed me to what's going on in the industry right now? They letting rappers get on before they even developed as artists.
Right. There is no...
They developing as no after they already have a career already. Instead of, it used to be you develop as an artist and then you get a career. They learning as they go along right now. Like, he trying to put the shit together right now. Like, they giving it to him prematurely. That's what happens when
the industry fired all the A&Rs.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that, though. It's also the social media and the way people... Yeah. Because a lot of these dudes are becoming popular not even from their music. We learn about their music later after they pop in on some social network through Vines and I don't know what. Like, what's this dude? XXX, whatever.
Yeah.
All I know is he got knocked out. They're like, I'm like, who is he? He's a rapper.
Yeah.
Now I go listen to him.
I heard about him because he was an independent artist beefing with Drake, saying Drake stole his song. So I had to be like, who the hell is this little dude with the blonde dreads, like, talking big shit, like, tough shit, too.
I heard that, but I didn't even pay attention to it. Because I hear dudes talking about shit got stolen all the time. They do that in battle rap.
That's the new thing.
Full circle. Battle rap's the same thing. You got all these big dudes, and then all of a sudden, you'll get a clip from 6-7 months ago from this little dude from this little league that you don't know about. Yeah. You're like, wait a minute.
You did his...
Hold on. You just kicked, like six of his bars over here.
Yeah,
you know, and it'd be damn near exactly the same. game. It don't even be too much twist. Like the whole 30 over the 40 from the Av bar. When I heard the other dude that had did, I was like, so it's just the exact same bar.
Yeah, right.
You just happen to say it the exact same way.
Right, right.
7 months later.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So you brought that up, and biting or ghost writing is always a big thing for me as a fan of, you know, true MCs or whatever. So I'm gonna ask, in the realm of battle rap, is this something that takes place often, or is it too tight knit of a community for that stuff to go unnoticed?
It happens. It's not like it's a big thing, but people bounce ideas off each other because there's so many damn crews and shit like that.
Right.
So you may say something and they be like, nah, say it like that, you know, or say it like this. I mean, just to critique it. Me personally, I write my own stuff, you know, just because I'm a creator and stuff. But now, these days, it's hurting battle rap. Musically, it's been going on for years, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, musically, definitely.
Yeah, musically.
But so in battle rap, it doesn't happen as much because
I think that it's starting to cloud over it with everybody just ghostwriting for everybody now. So it's kind of like when it happens, it's like, oh, yeah. You got caught. you know what I mean? So
I mean, what's crazy is
battle rappers not getting the full respect in the game like that because people feel that they can't break out of just battle rap and become a successful artist.
But that's a stereotype,
too.
And I don't even know why
But how many, like, that is, well, you know what?
I want to definitely.
That is a good thing, but that's a great topic because
Daylight's on tour with Lupe Fiasco.
And not to cut you gentlemen off, but I want to touch on that
character,
a little later. I want to, because that's actually one of the things I want to go a little deeper in. But Trez, I want your opinion on the whole ghost writing or I guess.
Well, no, I was just going to say that the battle rap world is really forgiving because they done already caught a couple dudes and the dudes are able to come back and spit. So, they've been able to. They're forgiving.
Those are facts.
Just hip hop, period, is more forgiving. Back in the days, you get beat the hell up, it was over.
Yeah,
you might as well hang your mic up. Now you can get stomped out on camera and then a week later come back and then fans like, hey, well, it was five of them. And, like, you know, back in the days, nobody cared. It was just over. You know what I mean?
Times are just different,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's why, you know, when you talk about Pac and Big and all them people, you know, oh, here they go again. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like, those were young men.
Yeah,
those were 25-year-old guys that were men already.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Even that Pac, when Pac came in with Digital Underground, he was, what, probably about 18 or somewhere, or 19. Yeah. He was still, like, his demeanor was different.
The way they carried themselves was, like, night and day compared to the youth now.
I attribute that to just times. Times was rougher. Yeah. They was harder back then.
Right.
Not to say that you don't still have the same thing going on, but those artists... And that's what he was talking about. Those style artists are not being marketed anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what's crazy. Like, how we were talking about, like, the gangster thing was the image. Like, they stopped that a long time ago. Like, if you guys notice, hardcore gangster rap is not what's in.
Yeah,
like, it's not what's in. Like, you have to have a pop sound. Like, YG is a blood, but... Tooted and Booted?
Yeah, Tooted. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you didn't get them gangster records till... after they already had told you who he was.
Right.
And even since then, is he as big as he was when Tooted and Booted came out?
Nope. Not in my opinion. I think there's that...
Has he even had a record that's been as that big? Let's just say
He's had a couple that could have gone there, but I think because he is now on a harder gangster tip making that music, I think that puts a cap on how far he can go because the labels aren't really pushing that music anymore like they once were.
That and Ty wrote that record,
too. Right,
right, produced it.
And produced
it. Well, Ty's dope, too, though. So, but, I mean, he's had a couple other songs where it could have went somewhere. You know, like...
I just think it's a glass ceiling on that... extreme gangbang.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, there's definitely
that internet extreme gangbang rap shit. It got a glass ceiling on it.
It shifted. It shifted to everybody just having guns and videos now. That's
it doesn't matter what color you are.
You got yellow hair. You're from
some
this
of them
gang.
Are able to make it to where they I get paid shows and I live off of music and all that. But then you see years and years go by and then you be like, damn, but why this dude ain't never made it to this status yet.
Now
it's like
process.
That element, that energy, like, follow you everywhere you go. So you got to think about promoters. You got to think about everything.
And that's a good point you brought up. You said status. These cats reach status. So how does that happen? Through battle rap. Like who is there on the West Coast? Is there an undisputed champ right now?
Nah, well, I don't think there's ever been an undisputed champ even in battle rap, period. Yeah. Like, I just think you built your resume, and right. there's people that are looked at as certain things. Like, that's why people will sit there and talk about, like, Mook could get bodied, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, yeah, okay, there's probably are people that can beat Mook. Anybody can lose on any given day.
Right.
But you will never be what Mook is to battle rap.
Right.
Culture.
Right.
I don't care who you are. I don't care if you beat him.
Right.
You will never be to the battle rap world, to the hip-hop community, right, what right. he is to battle yeah. rap.
He's the face
or
of it.
Lux.
Right, right.
Just those is
the,
what it is.
Those are the faces. Those are like so, the logos.
Just like yeah. the two cats that beat Eminem and nobody gives a fuck.
Right,
right.
Yeah. What was it? One of them was Kanye's artist. What's his name?
What, Sci High?
No. Rhymefest.
Rhymefest?
Yeah. Rhymefest tore him apart.
No, bro. No, I'm talking about the OG ones. I'm talking about MC Juice from Chicago on the Wake
yeah,
Up
yeah, yeah.
Show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about motherfucking Otherwise from Project Blow beating Eminem back in the days. Like,
and who did he lose to the Rap Olympics?
That was Juice.
And then he lost to Rhymefest. Because yeah. I think you had to lose a couple times.
Yeah.
Go look them up. They're yeah. all on.
Debs oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying with Rhymefest. I mean, Rhymefest.
Like, it took a couple L's. And yeah. people like that's not seasoned like that, they don't yeah. know no better. M yeah. is a monster. You can't take nothing
yeah,
away
that's
a, from M.
We'll talk about M one day. That's a whole nother episode.
M loses a lot in today's format. Though.
Yeah, he does.
But to the masses, like as big as you are, like, if the fame overweighs that. Nobody
Absolutely.
Cares. Nobody
Absolutely.
Cares.
So let's stay on him real quick, because we can definitely roll him into a battle rap situation. So when I heard about the Aftermath sponsored event where they took where Joe Buttons lost his cool and what was that called?
Total Slaughter.
Total Slaughter. So when I heard about that, I was hoping, man. I was hoping to see that Eminem battle against somebody. You know, I don't know. I mean, because I'm not that guy that knows battle
Tech
rap. But when I heard about that, I was
Tech Nine.
Let's go get Benzino.
You think Tech Nine?
Tech Nine and Eminem is a perfect battle.
They Why come not from throw somebody that's active though currently in the
Tech Nine
in,
is
and
active.
Give the
what you mean?
He's just not.
Is he battling though?
Was Tech Nine known as a battle rapper though?
Yeah, he has that style. No, he hasn't done like battles.
Tech Nine was a part right there with M when M was on the Wake Up Show doing his thing.
No, I understand that.
Motherfucker can spit in the cipher all day, but that's a different monster when you get in front of somebody.
And I agree, because we see what happened to Joe. We said Joe's buttons
Man,
dropped
but
the
to
mic.
Me,
and
Joe,
but
Joe
that was him
beat,
but that was
me
a diva. Yeah. I actually had him beating Holla.
Yeah. I watch it
to
back
me,
sometimes.
Joe won
like,
that battle. I wasn't
I
really impressed by it. Holla did his thing.
He lost
but,
his cool, though.
Because we've seen what Holla can do, right?
He lost his cool.
I wasn't that impressed by Holla.
I should punch you in your fucking face. I'm like, bro, like, what are you doing?
I don't think
that's
your
fault. You pushing me in the bag like that, you can't lose your
cool. That's a difference. Like, judging different too with battle rap. Like, I be thinking some of these new guys, some of them, I'd be like, this is corny as hell to me. But then it'd be like some dudes that right next to me, like, you hear that?
That's
like,
gas.
Man,
it's that gas station.
See, it's a difference of like the old school and new school, just like with other cops, like how we were talking about it.
That,
like,
that's another thing right there, the gas station.
Gas.
And unfortunately, like, this is my thing. If you a fan yes. favorite, you a fan favorite.
Yeah.
I don't hate on that no more. I mean, people will say
there's
like,
excessive gas though. There's like
yeah, but
there's 91 gas and then there's 87,
yeah.
89.
But if
like
you if you go to New York
sometimes.
And you battle and you want to battle, look, I'm gonna
yeah,
just say this: if you're an artist and you want to go battle Lux or you want to battle Charlie Clips or
Get
you want to battle
huh?
in New York,
yeah.
then you better know what you up against.
Because
if you
yeah.
don't know what you're up against, I don't want to hear oh. They was being bought. You knew that.
Yeah.
You knew they was going to do that.
You got to wow the crowd.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to go over there
something.
And win them.
You may be intimidated just by the crowd when you get up
but
there.
You know,
and see
but you know that,
just
though,
to feel
right?
the energy that's in the building,
yeah.
some rappers would crumble off of that alone just
yeah,
coming
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything. What did Floyd Mayweather say? He's like, it's different when them lights are on.
Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely.
It's different when them lights are on.
So if you had to put together, let's say, I don't know, the WrestleMania of battle rap, like once a year, all the different crews would, or not even the crews, just the actual battle rappers themselves would get together on one major card. What would that card look like? So I'll go to you first, Joey, and I ask you if you could have that. You're booking one battle.
Who, one battle?
Just you, because we're gonna go around the room. We're gonna and then we're gonna give Trash.
Oh, so my battle.
Yeah, your battle.
Man.
Who would you book?
Oh,
you give us two.
All right. I'm gonna do a male battle and I'm gonna do a female battle. I gotta do a daylight.
Uh-huh.
I might wanna see daylight and
Daylight and Hollow, huh?
I'm sorry. Daylight and Hollow. Daylight I gotta and go Hollow. With that one. And then for my other one, I gotta go with Official and 40 Bars. If that one hasn't happened already.
And those are the two.
And I missed it.
Those are the two female, the two Official females that you have battling?
Yeah.
Okay. Guns? Who you got?
Since he got bars, but since he's just so fucking cocky,
yeah,
I would like to see like Cassidy go rounds with somebody that's worthy. You know what I mean?
So who would that be? Who's worthy to go rounds with Cassidy right now in the battle rap world?
I would say like Lux or some shit like that.
So Cassidy and Lux?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got, who's the other battle you book on your WrestleMania battle rap card?
Oh, well, I have to go old school with it. Like, from my generation, I have to go, like, it would have to be, like, Chino and Raz or some shit.
Ooh,
like that.
Chino and Hard.
Yeah, Chino and Raz would be definitely dope. Definitely dope.
You know, like some extreme bar type shit. Yeah, okay. You know what I mean?
And Traz, who you booking for your two on the card, the fantasy card, so to speak?
Eminem versus Disaster.
Okay. And that was I thought it was rumored at one time.
They were trying to put it together, but M wanted too many M's.
Yeah, right. If you M,
I think Cassidy's trying to reach for that right now. I was like, I don't know if he's gonna be able to get that though.
And, I don't know, man. It's all material.
I would like to see Cassidy also against Mook.
Oh, the rematch from the old school. Yeah,
they never battled though.
But like on the streets, you know,
they talked about it.
Yeah, but we didn't get to see it though. You know what I mean? The New York cats got to see it.
Hey, that's definitely a very solid card if that could ever go down. That'd probably take a lot of bread to go down, but I think the publicity from that.
I would say my mega card for LA Battlegrounds, but I don't want people stealing matches and shit.
Yeah, definitely don't say that. I didn't think about it, that's why I went this way around the room because I didn't want to go ahead and have you say something that might be in the works. You know what I mean? So, but that I think would be a dope battle. That definitely would be a dope battle.
Oh, can I touch on something that it's probably be like flip-flopping, but
No, go ahead.
I wanted to go back that the element of the street rapper from the West Coast is hard to compare to what's already gone on in the East, because the East has been established for way more years in the body of battle rap and understanding the competition of it. That's why they were able to battle in the streets, you know, and have these massive crowds, like when Mook battled Party Arty and they, you know what I mean, like battled for 4 hours or some shit like that.
Right, and it's a culture.
Yeah, and the West, we even though you had that, you never had that style because you always had people kind of that would act up.
Yeah.
So now we're in a position where, at least for our company, LA Battlegrounds, like we're 5 years in, so we've been developing like people. You know what I mean? Like a good portion of the MCs that, you know, people are seeing now on KOTD or PGs for the URL are guys that have came through and started with LA Battlegrounds and went on to battle, you know, the Riot or Shots Fired or wherever they're, you know what I mean, they're going, PNR and all that, like you know, they started with us, and now San Diego with PNR and Shots Fired, they're developing their own scene out there, which is good, because over there it's kind of, for me, it's kind of weird when I watch them, because I almost feel like it's a fusion between like a LA Battlegrounds and like a Grind Time of MCs. Like you get a real wide variety of all the guys. Like you got the real street dudes, and then you got the dudes that are kind of the jokey guys.
Right.
And it's, I think that's dope, because I think that actually makes for a better crowd.
Right, and I think, and when I'm those battles, when I the battles I've seen where you've had the jokey guy versus the super serious guy, it's just like in any other sport. It's kind of like the matchup, or you know, like in boxing, the styles are going to make the fight. And I think that's the same thing when it comes to battle rap. But to kind of touch on, you know, something that that you pointed out, guys coming through you and then going to, you know, the KOTDs and the URLs or whatever. How's that feel to know that, you know, LA, you know, Battlegrounds right now is like a rite of passageway type of thing where you're earning your stripes. And once you've done it there, you know, what you've been able to establish is helping them reach, you know, better heights.
Yeah, you know, again, I mean, in terms of how we feel great. You know what I mean? We're like, you know, we appreciate that, you know, the people that do recognize. I still feel that we don't necessarily get the proper recognition that we should get.
But why is that?
I couldn't answer that because that's something internal. I mean, if an artist doesn't want to or almost seems embarrassed, like they don't want to represent, you know, where they came from, I can't answer that.
Is it a situation like this used to bother me back in the day, especially when I was when I was rhyming or whatever? And if you rapped a certain way other than what you were supposed to rap on the West Coast, you were automatically, oh, you're trying to rap like you're from the East Coast. Even though you weren't, were just spitting. So is that kind of that kind of how it works for battle rappers on the West Coast? Or is the West not embracing the culture because this is something that's still too new? And the way that guys are battling cats, is that always going to be compared to, oh, you're battling like the East Coast type of thing?
They're scared.
No, it's just them fearing the West.
They know it's the fire over here.
It ain't nothing
new.
The
West Coast got the fire.
It ain't nothing new. It's been like this already.
The audience is nice. The audience is growing.
Right.
You just got to keep putting it in their face and find new ways of marketing it.
Right.
Hence our new collaboration.
So let's talk about that because you're doing a virtual reality.
Yeah, so we teamed up with a company called Hip Hop VR.
Okay.
Who has an actual distribution deal with Netflix.
That's dope. Okay.
So what we're doing right now is basically we're trying to bring in as many people because with what's going on is you come in with our code, which is LABGZ, and put that plug out there.
Yeah, definitely,
LABGZ. You know, you get 50% off the subscription. So you get it for $199. You get the Hip Hop VR quality content of the VR. We're actually providing the battle rap section of that, one of them, because he has other battle leagues also. And then also with the $199, you also get the Netflix account. And then after that, you get it for $399. You still get the Hip Hop VR account, you get the Netflix for $399, and you get the premium HD. So people are paying $11.99 for the premium HD.
That's just in that. That's a pretty good deal. But let me ask you, what is the VR content like? Am I going to be able to see battles in a virtual reality type situation?
You're
going
to get to watch battles in virtual reality. Like we have a couple events coming up where it's going to be shot in VR. So the other thing is,
weed heads are going to be on that. They're going to be on that. that's where you need to market now. Put some flyers and everything in the dispensaries because weed heads will get blown and they will be stuck on some virtual reality.
That's the only other cost that you also is like it's $7 for shipping, but you get the goggles.
So you get the goggles stuff
and you
like
get
under $20
the Bluetooth hoodie. The Bluetooth Scully cat.
Okay.
For seven, just pay $7.
You got a watermelon head size.
What kind of shit is that?
I don't want to order my joint and it fit like a koofy. I don't know how I feel about that.
You could get all that stuff for under $20.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah. Hey, yo, that
everything under $20.
And that's going to, again, elevate the platform, man. That's a beautiful thing.
And that's the idea. You get what I'm saying? Because if everything works out, we do our numbers, we get the amount of people we need to subscribe and all that, you know. That's what I'd be telling these dudes. You could give your best performances because these battles can now end up as a series on Netflix.
No, that'd be big for battle rap culture, period, but also just big on the West Coast.
Right.
You know, to have that series on Netflix, that would definitely be a good look, man, and I hope that it ends up happening or whatnot. So let's talk about the event that you have coming up in September.
September 8th.
Yeah, and that's Cali Heat, right?
Cali Heat, Super Caliente card.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, run me down on that. As somebody, again, who's really a novice to the battle rap game, why is this an important event to be at if you are not already immersed in the culture?
I think anybody that's in love with the culture of hip hop that comes to these events, they just get embraced, and it brings them back, you know what I mean, like to the essence of what it is. You get what I mean? You get battle rap, you get the DJ spinning during the intermissions, you have ring card girls, you know, you got dudes outside freestyling that's trying to get on, you got the Catch That Fade tryouts that happen before the main stage battles.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
You know what I mean? Like you have all these different elements going on, you know what I mean? Oh, you have we'll usually have maybe like two artists that perform. One of our regulars is August Blue. You know what I mean? We've been kind of really helping him build his brand.
Is that
brand.
The cat in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Hey, right. He's dope. I was trying to remember his name. Because
August Blue.
Yeah, yeah. He was dope.
Yeah, so.
He was dope.
You know, yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, and usually most we charge $20 at the door. You know what I mean? We'll be at the airliner. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can come through. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Main event that night is Geechee Gotti versus the Kid Klutch. You also have Yak versus Link on the card. Like, you got some good fire battles. And, you know, again, we kind of go from, you know, we invest our money into a big name, have a big main stage. Like, you had the Strick versus the Young Cannon. And then you go, you know, we go back to, okay, let's continue to rebuild within. Because a lot of battle rappers don't like that, but they're like, why should we battle each other, man? We need to go kill the East. Well, it's like, okay, like, you know, we done flown out plenty of East Coast cats,
but
it's very few leagues out here that's really, matter of fact, there's a league right now, I think it's AHAT, Washington or something, Oregon,
I think,
right?
Her name is Kelly. Shout out to Kelly.
Yeah, old girl Kelly. I just seen their card. They're doing
fire.
They're doing something smart. They bring in Charlie Clips. They're bringing like the bigger names, but they got them battling their big dogs.
Their big dogs, right?
You get what I'm saying? That's how you build these guys up.
Yeah,
that's how you do it.
That's how you give them life. You know? And it's putting them next to some real contenders.
Right.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you still have to run regular promotions to go ahead and get the names that are not there yet is the big dogs on the West Coast, so to speak. So you got to keep the other cats relevant and hungry, and you have to keep that culture alive before you can bring, you know, or continue to bring more big names.
Absolutely, and they need to understand that. You know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It just is what it is. You know what I mean? And we just try to set up the best matches, and you know, and whatever happens, happens from there. Like, you know, again, going back to, you know, Battle of the Year last year with Danny Myers and B-Dot. You know what I mean? Like, that was an honor right there. You mean to tell me we had the Battle of the Year over URL and KOTD?
Right. So how did that feel the next morning? Tell me how that felt the next morning.
It was good. It's a hit record. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, and it did wonders for us because we did pay-per-view. We did over 1,000 buys on that. So,
hey, that's dope. That's you know to what that.
Mean? Like, that is true because when I actually came to LA Battleground, I noticed it from off of one of the clips from one of the battles. Like, wait a minute. Like, I seen that shit, like, going viral. Like, oh, shit, that was right here. Like, damn.
B-Dot actually went viral 3 times, man. He battled Fiji Osa, and that one went a little bit viral. It was getting a couple 100,000 views on his clips. And then he battled Strick. And that one blew up.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's
that one. He had clips going over like 11, 14 million
views.
Yeah,
that's the one.
That's crazy.
Where he had the red shirt.
Yeah,
that was
Check out that B-Dot interview on Joey Dixon TV, too.
Yeah, let me ask you that. Joey Dixon three. Been in the cut.
Plug.
Yeah, Joey been in the cut. Now you're forgetting about you, Rob.
So let me
ask you, what's going on right now specifically with Battle Rap in San Diego, and it's also your role that you play currently in the scene. I know you do a lot for San Diego musically, but let's talk about the scene in general.
San Diego's booming right now. You know, we got F6 popping every Thursdays, 18 and up. You know, they can come open up for the big headliners that we got going on. We got JM from down there from Rush Money. Shout out to my dude. He's actually going to be on one of the LA Battleground cards. I think it's the Cali Heat.
Yep, coming
against
up.
Against the
Boney B. Crazy, I
there
believe.
Is that,
did we
get like
Boney?
That.
No. Boney was going up against XP.
The dude with the ponytail, the light skinned dude.
Yeah, he going up against Dopey.
Dopey, yeah.
Niggas
that's right.
Let San Diego, yeah. Niggas let everybody know everywhere San Diego ain't no motherfucking punk.
Yes,
they came out there and Try to sock that boy whole jaw off.
Who's that?
Man, you talking about the...
What are you guys talking about?
Guys, shout out really to Rob Stone.
That's my boy, no, 1207.
You talking about the extension boy?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Let that boy...
That's Rob Stone. That's Lemon Grove.
Let that boy motherfucking midnight train from Georgia. That motherfucker, boy.
That's a squad. Yeah, that's a squad right there.
Damn. I mean, it's unfortunate that that happens to anybody.
Nah, it's not. He knew it happened.
No, no, but what I'm saying is there's a negative effect on...
Nah, it's cool. We live down there.
No, but what I'm saying, Joe, is there no negative backlash as far as from the support, the musical
get? It's the young kids, bro, because they're the ones that, like, all those people, those little kids that you see screaming, and those are like fucking 16 and 17 year old kids. So it's like, real niggas know what's up.
I know that, but I'm going a layer above that. If I'm the club owner, the promoter, does that affect the relationship at all?
It's not going to stop the money, man. As long as you bring people to the club,
they want that.
That
bread.
Was something that was supposed to happen. He knew that was going to happen.
Is that we had his shoes off so he'd be comfortable when he got touched?
Now I heard that he like taunted them on Twitter and all that before that.
I'm not. I don't know the backstory,
but you know, I just seen it.
That was an all time. Ain't nobody in hip hop got their ass knocked out like
shout
that.
Shout out to
man.
My niggas right there. 1207.
I give him the crown though, because after all that, he still got back up and came back out.
I don't even know
what y'all talking about.
So there was a video a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we all
there's,
that though.
There's this kid who is I want to say he's out of Florida. They were just talking about him. The dude that said Drake bit his
the
style or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
about
somebody ran up on stage.
That's the same cat.
Oh, that shit laid him out.
That happened in San Diego.
Yes.
San Diego.
I didn't know nothing about that. I just seen some dude come out of the side of the stage and lay him out.
So besides knocking out, you know, new head rappers, what else is San Diego doing when it comes to battle rap? Let's get away from.
Let's keep it.
Don't come with that bullshit. That's basically what they say.
San Diego's a very nice place. We bring disaster down there all the time. Shout out to him. Shout out to all my people that come down there and rock with us. I think Shots Fired got a lot of battles coming up. It's a couple different leagues down there. It's lit. We coming out here to work with LA dudes. We on the LA Beef. We on the Cali Heat with JM. And just come rock with us when y'all down there in San Diego. It's not all turned up like y'all think it is, but San Diego's it's live right now.
It's not as turned up as I just previously explained 45 seconds ago.
That don't got nothing to do with battle rap. That's that. You remember we was talking about the difference between gangster rap and the niggas that just got a bunch of guns? Yeah, those are the niggas that just got. That's the gangster rap. So they be on that shit. San Diego ain't the town that like try to say fuck you and then try to book a tour date like 2 or 3 days later.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure there's many different cities that had that same mentality,
especially down there. But when it comes battle rap, it don't got nothing to do with that shit. Okay. It's lit down there. Yeah, the niggas better respect that though.
So I don't know, battle rap wise, is there? And I'll ask you this, Traz, is there like a season? Is there like a you know, like a certain amount of months assigned to a season, or is it just something that's just always flowing? You know, events are always taking place.
I know for us, we do about 4 to 5 a year, and that's because we take our time. You know, I mean, that's why the production is the way it is. That's why it looks the way it does. That's why when you come to the events, they're pretty packed out.
Right.
You know what I mean, we take the time to put them together and put together the matches. You know, if you have the budget, you know what I mean, you do more.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Because everything also depends on budget. Or you can do low budget ones and do one like every two weeks. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's up to you. But the better look, what we feel for us and for our brand is, you know, take our time. We usually take between about 2 to 3 months in between. We set up the matches immediately right after one event. Sometimes they're already done. Like right now, we're already booking for December, and we already have about 6 matches for the December card, which is the December Fest.
December.
You know what I mean? That's going to be December 16th. So,
16th? Okay.
Yeah, you know, so we're always kind of, you know, ahead of what we're trying to do, and you know, because you know, you just never know. People start trying to book certain battles and stuff like that. So we just make
fast.
Sure.
It must be hard when you when there's a few, well not a few, but there's those names that you want to book, and they're most likely getting booked. It's probably hard to get in there and get them when you need to get them. So if I'll ask this question. So if I'm listening to battle rap for the first time and you had to pick one battle this year for that new fan to listen, that, well, the potential new fan, I'll go with you, Joey, first. What battle so far this year are you picking for them to check out?
I'm gonna personally say the one I just seen last, the Young Cannon versus Strict, I believe it was. That was battle of the year so far for me, in a lot of people's minds too. Once they seen it, go look at the comments on YouTube. That was a LA battleground.
Thank you.
That was the one that you were saying was the battle of the year, right? Yeah. So that's the Strict.
I think that's the.
Was that the general consensus?
It's in everybody's top.
That was the last event we just had.
I was there actually.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, actually, what happened in that one? We ran out of time with the venue, and we had to take that battle to the street. So we found the actual location in like an alley, and we found some good lighting. We had the cameras out, and the crowd stuck around. So you got the, if you look at the aerial shot of it. It had the old school feel
in the new media realm. That is dope.
That's dope.
That just happened to happen. Like, sometimes things just happen that way.
It was a crazy battle.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was crazy.
If there was one I could pick,
definitely.
It would be definitely that one. I mean, and I appreciate that because I was on our platform. But something to really look at was fucking, and it was, you know, whatever, but Geechee versus Stewie. That battle was pretty fire to me.
I'm about to check for Geechee because you haven't mentioned him multiple times.
You weren't too blown away by that one?
Oh, yeah. I was just passing away the blunt. I was shaking my head to the blunt. No, that one was fire, too. I was going to say that one or the one Geechee Gotti had with Danny Myers. Either Geechee and that one or the one with Danny Myers. Either one of those. But, yeah, the Stewie Nui one was crazy, too.
Yeah.
And that was a body bag right there.
Can I ask him a question?
You definitely can.
Because I don't like them. And I've only done it once. Now it's because we just let the people do it. The guys, they agreed on it. And I would never do it again. How do you feel about one-round battles?
I think those are good for artists to get, like, completely smashed on. And then they should come back and just do a one-rounder. Like a couple years down the line. But one rounders, I don't know. It just depends if the league can afford it. I think the one rounders are kind of like a budget cut or something.
Traz, I don't know what a one rounder is. I'm assuming it's just like one round of cats battling, but is it set up a certain way?
It's just like a 3-round battle, but except it's just one round and you only get one round.
Right.
So for me, I don't care if they battle for 20 minutes each. It's one round.
Right.
I don't like that. I need to see them in action.
They
should do that for people that's lost. Both of them lost, and they're trying to prove themselves to keep going or something like that.
To me, that sounds like some game show stuff. The only other thing I would do maybe differently, utilize a one round, will be for some of the cats that are just trying to get some exposure. You're a new dude. You're trying to make your name. So I think maybe a one round would be good for that.
Or somebody that lost with a new dude. All right, you got to go back to the bottom and try again.
Headed to a pre-battle or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not too, I don't know how I feel about the one rounders. I can't,
because they're put together like it's a main event, like the Geechee and the Danny. And I'm like, they're like, oh, Geechee, he choked and, he had a stumble. And I'm like, okay, so why can't I see what he would have done to bounce back?
Imagine if Lux only had one round.
Man, can you imagine that?
Right.
He'd be done. Calico would have killed him.
I'm on the fence about that, too. If Calico wasn't so emotional. But that's a whole another conversation.
But no, that's a battle rap conversation.
I'm leaning towards Calico.
But Calico's first round was fire, though.
That's what I'm saying.
But the moment Lux snatched that dude's soul, you can't say that.
The first time anybody took opportunity to talk to somebody in a manner he did. Like he sunned him. He talked
Harriet
to him about it.
Harriet Tubman is more of a man. What is it? More of a man than your father. What? Come on, man. Okay,
that's pretty
even when he
deep.
Said when, yeah, even, yeah, even, when he to, even when he told him he was like he's like, what are you telling me? He was like, you know, I see a lot of your ways. Right. You know, your father's ways in you, the walk and the talk and right. how you stride, you know, whatever. And he was like, that's why he was like it. What did he say? Something like it alerts me. I'm just kind of
right,
paraphrasing.
Right.
He was like, you know, that's why it alerts me to see what could happen to my son when the father don't take his time.
Yeah.
I was like,
I mean, there was just too many murderers.
Just the levels of how he broke him down. That's yeah. what it was. Like that yeah. shit was ridiculous right there.
And so, you know, that to me is what really brought me into wanting to check out, you know, battle rap and so forth. Just the way that it went down. And to me, that's always going to be a classic. Again, I haven't watched a lot of battle rap, so you know, I'm definitely not the experts. Again, that's why you gentlemen are here tonight. So going forward, and I'll start with you, you know, Joey, where do you see the trajectory? Where do you see battle rap going, you know, in the years, months and years to come?
It's going to go viral a lot. Like, the leagues are coming on the pay-per-view. Like, I bought a pay-per-view yesterday. I was pleased by the experience. It was dope. So I think a lot of leagues are going to start adopting that method so they can make more money, and then it's going to go worldwide. I mean, there's already battle shit all over the world, but, you know, the West Coast is putting on, like, you got the L.A. Battleground. There's only, like, there's no ceiling right now. Everything is up, 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 up. So I think you might see it more on TV, VH1, Revolt, you know, all these different OTH magazines, the websites, all these different platforms. And it's only up, up, and up because it's actually the only real hip-hop content. I'm not going to say the only real, but it's, like, you know, for the heads that, like, really like rap, you know what I mean, not commercial rap or pop rap, not taking nothing away from that. It's just a difference, you know, and I think that's what they should do. Put a category, a subcategory for the shit that's out, because not everything is hip-hop, and that's not a bad thing, but it's just we need to know the difference, and battle rap is the purest form of hip-hop that's existing right now. It's the last of the real dinosaurs, and, you know, we need dinosaurs, you know, brontosaurus, rex burgers, and all that stuff.
I disagree.
Yeah, Joey.
I disagree. You know, I think it's all hip-hop.
Yeah.
I think it's all hip-hop.
It's a difference.
But look, it's all hip-hop, but it's just everything ain't boom bap, bro.
No, not even to say it's boom bap, but there's
but the traditional, when everybody say real hip-hop,
you can
real
say
hip-hop.
I didn't say real,
no,
what I'm
no,
saying
no,
to
I'm
the
saying,
purest
when people
form.
Really say, use that term, real hip-hop, they talking about boom bap, bro, 90s.
Nah.
90s hip-hop. Hands up, man! Come on.
When I talk about real hip hop, I'm talking about the actual
90s hip hop.
The actual feeling of what hip hop
was
like. I'm talking about the inner city youth from. I'm talking about the actual movement it was an actual conscious movement at one time.
Right,
so
right.
Even though we had songs about partying and bullshit and all that, like, there was still some kind of, you know, politics to it in terms of what the artist would speak about.
Right.
And you don't get that anymore from a lot of these artists. They don't talk about stuff. They're scared to talk about stuff because they're more worried about their money, which is cool. You know what I mean? But shit, Cube went on to still have a successful career, and he made a song called Fuck the Police.
And, you know, the difference is, when we go back to that, and I'm sorry, you know, young hip hop, we're not, you know, we love you here at the Honest Conversation About Hip Hop podcast. I know a lot of times we come back to what we perceive might be missing, but it goes back to me personally, when we lost control of the culture and no longer were making those decisions of who we were pushing and why we were pushing them, you know, you still have quality music, but there were more thoughtful minds in it. Now it's really, you know, about the branding. We touched on Yachty and, you know, whatever, Calvin Klein. I know that's not who he's with, but Target, Nautica, or whatever. I'm an old dude, so please, no disrespect. I'm just an old dude that
Nautica's
doesn't really remember that stuff.
But that's not bashing the young generation.
No, it's not. But it, you know, we, we're what now, three, almost four episodes in, and we continue to kind of come back to that. So if you're listening, I don't want it to sound as if we continue to bash you.
I mean, there's just a lot of things. Like, you know, even, okay, let's take it outside of music, bro. Why, these kids now, like, I get it. I understand that at one time we had the 4X triple white tees and, you know, the super baggy pants. And like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right, but even at that, even though we probably looked ridiculous at one time, you know, we never. This new generation looks very feminine.
There's, you know, and that's a subject just, that we touched on before.
You know,
but look at the generation before us that helped spawn hip hop. They looked hella feminine too. All the soul
singers. But you're talking about people that actually dress like that as an entertainment, as opposed to somebody that's walking around like that every day.
Why you still throwing shots at D'Angelo?
I get what he's talking about. He's talking about Prince and guys like that. And I
get it. Even early hip hop. Early hip hop. They used to dress like punk rockers and all kind of weird.
Because they were emulating Aerosmith.
Right. Well, you take it back. You know, the Fury. Furious Five. They had some suspect outfits on, but that
some early B-boys wore full body spandex out there with some Adidas.
That's different from a dress.
No, but check it out.
Well, it's still
feminine.
That's
a uniform for a performance. These dudes wearing dresses. He's wearing that.
Yeah, he's at the house Sunday.
You can catch him. Wearing a dress. Like
watching Catfish.
They're getting
in a dress.
TMZ's catching pictures of them dressed like that. That's how they dress.
Making them dressed like
so
that.
It's not a diss, but it to me, I'm just saying, in my opinion, I think it's really feminine. My only issue.
I agree. And you see these cats, and like there's a picture, I think I scrolled past last night or yesterday, where it had like Uzi and what's the new Tupac? The kid that called himself the new Tupac.
Young Thug. On his chains.
It was like he was sucking on his chains. I was like, what the hell is this?
Boy.
Like,
this
is some new stuff, because I've never, like, when is that acceptable? But that's where, unfortunately, that lane is going, and that's why I like battle rap.
That's
because
not hip hop.
The cats that I see are rapping the culture.
But here's the thing, like, even with what you just said with the whole Pac thing, like,
I hate you.
This guy, Young Thug, is like that all the time.
He got bitches, though.
He's like that all the time, right? So you go back. Pac took a picture in a tub with the gold. That was kind
of. I used to kill this man all the time about when we used to talk about Pac.
But he also didn't personify that. Like, that was just a moment in the picture. Whereas these other guys, like
it's
the Young
always
Thugs,
been
like,
feminine shit in right alongside hip hop, bro.
But you know, I'm not the biggest Pac fan, but you cannot you cannot attach feminine to, you know. Pac had some banging girl tracks, The Temptation, and you know what I mean. Those are some banging tracks.
I'm off of that.
Those are some banging tracks.
And also, even like say like
it.
Okay,
I don't
like
condone
like,
the bullshit, like a, but I'm like, saying it always existed though. To me, like, I always seen that.
Here's another thing. Like, okay, like Biggie had that suspect line. Now it's considered a suspect line, right? You look so good, I suck on your daddy's dick. That's what he said, right? Biggie said that,
right?
No, but you was quoting somebody else.
And that's a Richard Pryor line. But when I heard it at whatever age I was, it wasn't. I didn't think like, damn, that was suspect.
But they didn't walk around saying, "Yeah, we walk around blowing dicks."
That nigga had.
They actually talk like that. Young Thug and them talk like that. That's their lingo. There's a difference in a metaphor.
I'm not giving no passes.
And somebody's actual lifestyle.
Right. I agree.
Like
the stuff that
fucking your daddy's
the
like,
stuff
what?
That shit. Is condoned now is
I'm
different from when we came
when
up. And, you know, that's the disconnect I have currently with the culture in general, is that I don't understand a lot of the motives and the thought processes put into the music and how these young men choose to represent themselves, especially at a very early age, because the way that music is delivered is different now. Like, back in the day, you know, you had no shot in hell of accelerating your career very quickly unless you had a machine behind you. So you had to work on your craft, you know? I remember, you know, hearing people progress over a 3 or 4 year period. Now these cats start rapping 9 months ago, jump on SoundCloud, somehow somebody listens, shares, and the next thing you know, you know, 3 months later, oh, it's my debut album, yeah. And it's
that's
in stores
how music's
or whatever.
Consumed
that's
now.
Crazy.
And honestly, that's kind of happening to battle
no,
rap.
No artist development, man. They getting to the goal before they get to they really fucking work for the shit before they even dig through the damn ground.
And how does that relate to battle rap though? Currently?
No, it's happening to battle rap because now it's just mad content. They want it all the time, and you know, and that's why I tell a lot of these dudes, you know, we constantly are looking for new artists, for new talent, because these guys can oversaturate themselves. You know what I mean? Like, there's only so many more times we're gonna want to watch Charlie Clips. Like, he's battling a lot. You know what I mean? Like, these dudes, I'm not saying you won't watch it, but I'm just saying eventually you're not gonna watch it. Like, you know, if he battled maybe twice a year or three times a year as opposed to 5, 6, 7, 8 times a year.
Mm-hmm. So let me piggyback on that before we wrap this up. So Charlie Clips, you said he only has a few battles. You know, you're not meaning that literally, but you're saying it's at some point, as for all, you know, professional competitors, and I'm definitely going to say battle rappers are competitors, mm-hmm. your career has to come to the end. So what is the next level for, you know, a battle rapper? Has someone set that path? I did this, then I did this, and now I'm in this position?
Absolutely.
Or is it something that you just continue to battle?
No, I mean, you can continue to battle, but I mean, look at these guys. Like, you know, they ended up on the Total Slaughterhouse television show. What's that one dude? I think, I forgot, from Grind Time, the Asian dude. He ended up on the show Power. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What was his name? Fucking Dumbfounded. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Asian dude. Mm-hmm. He ended up on Power, the 50 Cent, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, you got Hitman Holler and Conceited. They ended up on, you know, so you can do different things, you know.
I seen Jin. On fucking Matt, what was it, the RZA movie?
Yeah,
battle rapper.
It's really on the artist, I'll say.
So yeah, so just like in the business, it's on the artist.
Yeah, they
got to
build their brand. You know, build your brand. You can do your music too. I mean, Illmaculate has a pretty good following with his music. He tours. He does things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people forget, man. You don't have to be on no BET awards. You don't have to be on no MTV awards. Right. You don't have to have your video on nothing. Like, as long as you have it on YouTube and you got it popping and you're moving,
it's
you can create
you.
A movement.
It's up to you.
As long as you're interacting with your fan base,
continue to
put out good product. Sheesh. The fans will come ahead and go ahead and follow.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
So we're gonna wrap it up real quick. Before we do, I definitely want to go ahead and give you gentlemen the amount of some time to go ahead and shout out what you guys got going. More importantly, where folks can go ahead and find you. So Traz, I'll start with you, man.
Okay. Well, shit. You know, LA Battlegrounds. Shit, man, Alcatraz. Follow us at LA Battlegrounds with a Z. September 8th. You know, Cali Heat card at the Airliner. So make sure you guys come out. Doors open at 8. Outside of that, like I had told you guys already, also with the Hip Hop VR, man, make sure you guys come to the LA Battlegrounds page, you know, get the link from there. Like I said, you know, with our promo code LABGZ, you know, you pretty much get the whole thing for $199, and then after the first month, you know, it's $399, but you get the Netflix and the Hip Hop VR, you know.
That's a hell of a deal if you're already just a battle rap fan.
That's the next level right there.
To get the Netflix on the discount stuff so you can watch all your programs.
But the Hip Hop VR, just to make that clear, it's all hip hop content. It's like, it's not just battle rap. It's, you know, interviews from, you know, the latest artists coming out. Like, music videos, but everything is shot in VR, even the interviews and all that.
Sime's trying to see Cardi B in VR, so you make that happen. You make that happen for Sime. You try to see
Cardi B in VR. I'm not a fan of that girl.
Yeah, no, me neither. The voice kills me, but you know, it is what it is.
She's not even attractive.
So Joey Dixon, besides Joey Dixon TV.
Oh man,
what you want the people to know?
Oh man, check me out on SoundCloud. It's like, nah, I'm just playing. Nah, subscribe.
Hey man, I'm on SoundCloud. What you saying, B? That's cool.
Nah, I got a couple joints on there. I'm on them Autumn Overtime Hustling joints. Look at them 16, 15, 14. You know, my boy Jay Gunna got me real nice on there.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Check me out on Overtime Hustling Magazine. I do the Joey Dixon TV Battle Rap Rounds segment in the back. You know, shout out to Lester. He rocking with your boy. You know what I mean? We got the URL in there this month. Shout out to LA Battlegrounds, you know what I mean? They got the battle thing lit right now. trying to look through all the magazines so I don't forget nobody. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody down there in San Diego. Everybody doing their thing. Everybody over here at The World Is Your Studio, Max Levels. That's the guy. Cool peeps. Shout out Simon Capone, Lester 21K, my guy Joey Dixon, TV. That's what it
is. And guns, Joey. Besides, you know, the edibles and everything else you're doing, what are you doing, man? What's up with King OG 2? What's actually up with the music?
Really, right now, I'm kind of like about 70% through with the project. I'm just really being real critical. Like my worst critic, like I always am with the last of it.
Like and, you always are, yeah.
And then trying to wrap this shit up with Sime Ass, man. We got to do this Park Boys project. We probably got about, what?
15 years in the making and still ain't dropped.
But it's coming, though. Yeah, and it's going to be quality. Yeah. It's coming. It's going to be quality because we already did like 5-6 tracks, but we trying to pick the best out of the best. We ain't just trying to give you just some rush bullshit.
I've been hearing this coming since I looked like Albie Shore, and that was a long time ago. Right, I've been fell off, bro.
It's going to come. It's
so
coming.
Hopefully it does. I have faith y'all going to make something extremely dope. But, yeah, man, you know, first of all, big shout-outs to Overtime Hustle. The new magazine is out. New issue is out already. Slink Johnson on the cover, the alumni on the back. So definitely make sure you check that out, man. And Traz, thank you for coming through, man. And you know, speaking on your platform. Hopefully, you know, everyone who listens tonight learned a lot more about, you know, battle rap, and will actually go ahead and check out a lot of what was said tonight, especially the Hip Hop VR. I know
for the weed heads
and everything, and these young dudes that are on that VR, that sounds like something directly up your lane. So make sure you go ahead and support that. It's a West Coast, you know, thing, and you know, it's someone from our generation, so we definitely need to go ahead and support that. But again, big ups everybody for, you know, definitely coming through. We're gonna roll into the outro, and we're gonna take it to Flatbush, New York today. The one and only General GC dropped his new joint. It's called Tokyo. So that's it. Check us out on SoundCloud, on iTunes.
OvertimeHustling.com.
Yes.
Dixon
Google,
TV,
Google
baby.
Play. We're everywhere. So check us out. Let us know what you think. But Tokyo, General GC, let's go.
I'm back on my bully and my bars go really. These lines define why your team sounds silly. Picture Godzilla beating his chest like a gorilla. And I attack rappers like liquor attack livers. My punchlines make a nigga face go bitter. Send a one-word text and erase this nigga. Fact, skip rap, separate him like a map. No question, keep guessing cause it ain't no coming back. Red dots like Tokyo, Japan. Blam, like I don't turn mountains into sand. Damn, my flow still cutthroat. Bars are the utmost. When niggas say G, it's always followed by no joke. A vocab enthusiast, lyrical and true to this. My flow's got a mind of their own, and they the moodiest. If you ain't from Atlanta, then you shouldn't act ludicrous. Me, I'm from BK, boy, I ain't new to this. Bars are Hiroshima, you niggas a misdemeanor. Bunch of daydreamers, wipers and schemers, don't get left. Red dots like Tokyo, Japan. Blam, like I don't turn mountains into sand. Damn, gorilla swing my left arm, Grizz is an icon. Fireproof the booth when I'm spitting his napalm. I body slam a nigga out, getting his Drake on. He know a couple niggas, but he's stuck in a love song. Really a big chicken like he far gone Leghorn. Grizz, I'm X-rated and these niggas is soft porn. I'm waiting on a money shot, shaking like a Millie Rock. Barbarian King, polo on my shirt and sock. Bread snatch a dope rapper, shout out all my backpackers. Niggas is ass backwards, knowing that they can't match it. And they be dead trying me, I be dead laughing and can't breathe like asthmatics and Tony Braxton. This is light work, you just gon' get murked. My volcano will rough and bloody up your shirt. No EMS, EMT, nurse with a GD. Couldn't save nothing, not killing, that's word to D. So I battle when every bar's a storm shadow. Now you got beef like all you do is herd cattle. Don't get bodied, I kamikaze on anybody. Flying guillotine, daddy, I don't even know karate.